It is written. I want to talk to you about overcoming temptation. In Matthew chapter 4, we see Satan, the great adversary, tempting the man Jesus Christ. At this point, Jesus had just finished a 40-day fast, and the Bible says, presumably so, that he was hungry afterwards. In verse 3, the Bible says that the tempter came to him, but I want you to notice that in each of these specific temptations, how Jesus combated Satan. In this chapter, we see Satan tempting Jesus in three different areas. Each time, Jesus replies the same way, "It is written." Jesus then quotes a passage from Scripture. How do we overcome temptation and Satan when he comes knocking on our door? We do it by the Word of God, just as Jesus did. Jesus is our perfect example. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, the Bible says that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. It also says that he can sympathize with our weaknesses because he went through it. Oh, that was easy for Jesus not to sin, you might say. He was God. Yes and no. He was the Son of God. He was made into a man so that we might be able to relate with an infinite God. Then how did Jesus keep from sinning? I would propose to you that it was because he used the Word of God to combat the enemy. You see, Satan knows the Bible. He knows the Word of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, we see Satan quoting the Bible to Jesus. Since Satan knows the Word of God and the power of God, he must obey it when we use it against him. Keep in mind who Satan once was. He was one of the highest-ranking angels in heaven. You can read more about Satan in Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. Suffice it to say, the Word of God keeps the enemy at bay. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks to us about the whole armor of God. In verse 17, the Bible says, "And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." In combat, what can a sword be used for? It can be used for both defense, as it blocks or parries a blow, and it can be used for offense, attacking, stabbing, thrusting. So too, we use the Word of God for both defense and offense against the enemy. This is why it is so absolutely crucial that you are in the Word, you know your Bible, so that you can combat Satan and the lies that he throws our way. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Bible says, "No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." This passage is saying that no temptation is ever beyond our ability to escape out of it. Where's the escape route? It's through the Word of God. When Satan, that old serpent of old, comes up to your ear and begins to say, "Hey, times are tough. Go ahead, just steal that. You don't have the money to buy it, steal it, put it in your pocket. Nobody will know, nobody's around." What you do is you say, "It is written, thou shalt not steal." And upon speaking the Word of God, the enemy must flee from before you. We see that in Matthew 4:11 when the Bible says that the devil left him. Did you know that it is also possible for us to live the rest of our lives without sinning? Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 says, "But with God, all things are possible." Therefore, it is possible for us not to sin. Turn with me to the first epistle of John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, "My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Notice the word "if anyone sins." The Bible doesn't say when you sin or you're going to sin. The Bible says if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. That's Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is possible for us to live the rest of our lives without sinning. That is certainly a worthy goal, but it is possible through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Please join me in prayer as we pray together. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for teaching us how to combat the enemy. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus, who has become our advocate in case we do sin. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.